Philip Byther has gotten enough to join us. He is the McGuire Director and Senior Curator for Performing Arts at the Walker. Of course, this weekend, they've got a big, big shindig going on over there. Rock the Garden happens at the Walker Art Center, and Philip is kind enough to join us today to talk about the lineup and all the stuff going on there. Hi, Philip.
Hey, Matt. Great to be with you.
Great to have you back, my friend. I imagine you've been really busy.
We just announced our full season for next year, and we have Rock the Garden on Saturday, so it'll be a great day. Eight really killer bands who we have enticed into coming here to Minnesota and are excited about playing.
My favorite of the crew you got, this is Courtney Barnett. What a gem. I mean, really, I am a big fan of hers, and I'm glad she's. I'm looking forward to seeing her there.
Oh, she's fantastic, and she's one of the few artists we've invited for a return visit to Rock the Garden. When she played as a kind of emerging artist in 2005, she just knocked everybody out. I mean, the combination of her wit and her kind of dry delivery and her slashing guitar work, it's just, she's fantastic. So now she's a big star, and she's the second headliner in the whole lineup.
The National as well, a very recognizable band. You got them playing the main stage as well.
Yeah, we've been after the National for years, and finally everything clicked, and it's a terrific band. They've got this style of majestic, epic rock, and they'll close out the evening. They're bringing their full show. It's going to be a kind of monumental, you know, concert production as the sun goes down and twilight comes on, and you see the city skyline on the hill right outside the Walker, and it's a beautiful kind of place and time with Rock the Garden to experience some great music.
Let's run through the rest of the lineup you guys got. This was, once again, is on Saturday.
Yes, it's Saturday, and we have two stages, one in the Sculpture Garden and one right out on the street at the bottom of the hill where the Guthrie used to be, right next to the Walker. It makes for a great amphitheater, and as we mentioned, the last band is going to be the National, and they'll bring it on home. Courtney Barnett comes right before the National, and we're also welcoming a lot of excitement around the band X from L.A., the great prototype, typical kind of L.A. punk band who has continued to be really fresh and strong, and they're the third band, and they've got the original lineup of John Doe and Exene Cervenka and Billy Zoom and all those guys, so that'll be great. Heartbones is a new configuration that Harmar Superstar has put together with a partner, a woman singer named Sabrina Ellis, who is really terrific, kind of retro, fun, dance, pop music. And also two of our favorite area artists, Dem Atlas, really cool up-and-coming hip-hop soul artist, singer, and Bad Bad Hats, both from the Twin Cities scene, both getting major national reputations. So they'll be on various stages earlier in the day. And the last two to mention is Adida Victoria, who's a real discovery, and she comes from Nashville and plays a kind of up-tempo Delta blues, really a discovery for us. And it's a big part of Rock the Garden. How do we turn people on to cool musicians who we think they should know about and are getting a lot of, you know, interesting buzz and national attention? And then the last band is The Beths from New Zealand. It's funny, we've got Courtney Barnett from Australia and The Beths from New Zealand. They're kind of a pop punk, guitar pop band, really catchy, cool songs that they put together. So they too really help. I think it's one of the best lineups that, you know, we maybe have had in Rock the Garden.
Yeah, it is top to bottom. And love, by the way, I do love you have X coming on in there. That is as well. I mean, yeah, that's a nice solid endeavor. When you mentioned Adia, let's talk about that. I mean, do you guys, I imagine you get a lot of bands from nationwide and worldwide submitting, wanting to be part of this. I mean, what is the process when you find someone that's up and coming, that's like, okay, this is unique, this is new, let's get her up here from Nashville. What is the process like that? Is how much discussion is going on?
Well, you know, first there's a discussion between our partners over at The Current and Doug Bennett on my staff and I, and there's a foursome of us that kind of bat around ideas, sometimes argue over who people are most passionate about, what the right mix of artist is. And then we approach the agents or managers, and sometimes things just click beautifully. Sometimes we're in the process of attempting to convince or seduce an artist into coming and playing. And, you know, one of the things that's really helped over the years, as artists have played Rock the Garden, they spread the word to their colleagues and other people, other musicians, and say, this is a great gig, and you're really well-treated. It's a beautiful setting. It's got this wonderful art center that sponsors it all, and you're sitting right next door. Corridor, and all that, and a great radio station that helps support it and things. So, you know, with Adida, we went to her management. Actually, we kind of, she's on such a buzz right now. We kind of had to talk them into shaping, you know, a touring process to include Minneapolis and Rock the Garden. We really wanted her to debut with us, and she had just gotten a huge feature in the New York Times, and a lot of people then seeking her out. But she ended up saying yes, which we were thrilled about, and bringing a 7-piece band with her. And we thought, you know, she's not terribly well known yet, but this is a chance for us to introduce, we think, a really an important and exciting new voice, and somebody who's really mixing up early styles of blues with a very contemporary sound.
You talk about venues to have music that is being played, and obviously First Avenue is, you know, kind of the, you know, worldwide known music venue. Sure. The Armory has turned into one. My God, yep. I mean, so many bands want to play there. But I'm pound for pound, if I'm doing an outdoor show, I'm doing it in Minneapolis, you want to do it at the Sculpture Garden. My God, what if it's just a treat to be able to bring. And once again, it's your commitment to art. I mean, if in art takes all of its many forms. I mean, you're of course the performing art curator there. You know that art is not just a painting on the wall or a sculpture. It can be comedy. It can be dance. It can be music. And I think it's incredibly important that even though that, you know, national artists like The National and like Courtney Barnett X that have got these national followings, they're still artists, and that's displaying art just as you'd display any art at the Walker.
That's absolutely true, and that's a big part of the Walker's mission, really, for the last, you know, 50 plus years. Is we're not just a, that's why we're called an art center, in fact. We're not just a museum. We have a wonderful collection and great galleries, but we've got this world-class performing arts program that looks at contemporary dance and new performance and various forms of non-commercial music as art, and same with our film program and design program. So it's kind of like all great contemporary forms of expression under one roof, and that's why we have separate curators in the film side of things, in the visual arts side, and here in performing arts is my job. And this is a Rock the Garden is a particularly fun because we get to marry kind of art and commerce. Absolutely, these are artists who view their work, and we view their work, as serious forms of expression, even though they come out of the rock and pop and hip-hop worlds. We believe that these are people making important art today, and we love it that 10,000 people turn out to be able to hear it and enjoy it, and we hope they'll come back, visit the galleries, check out some of our shows in our 380-seat McGuire Theater that run throughout the year, and you know, just kind of be part of kind of the art of our times. The other thing about Rock the Garden is we keep hearing from people, what a pleasurable event for an outdoor, big, multi-stage rock show it is. People just, they bring families, they, all ages are here, you know, people just seem to be in such a great mood, and so we love that one day where, it takes a whole year to plan the thing, but we love it that there's a day when so many different people from so many different backgrounds can all have a great time together, and the bands really love it too. They feel that positive vibe out there.
The Philip Beithor is once again joining us. He is the director and senior curator for performing arts over at the Walker. What is the hottest day you've had? It's going to be in the 90s now, they're saying, on Saturday. So it'll be a delightful day, definitely a summer concert day.
Yeah, there's going to be plenty of beer and other things to drink and water and things like that. And we do have an indoor, you know, the lobby of the Walker, the entranceway, where people can go in and get some air conditioning and chill out, get out of the sun and things. And we've also got, you know, coverings in different parts of the setup. The hottest day we had, I think, was 98 degrees. And that was one year we had to go offsite to Boom Island. And it was so hot, and there wasn't shade there as much. And that was kind of tough. But, I think people have been frustrated about all the rainy, kind of chillier weather. So in some ways, this will be a celebration of finally summer has truly come, I think. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, and also you should mention, not only, I mean, a wide variety of beverages, but also you have a wide variety of food options as well.
Absolutely. A lot of great purveyors locally of a whole mix of interesting food vendors spread throughout the grounds. People really enjoy that about it all as well. And it just is, you know, people can get close to the stage, or they can sit on a blanket up on the hill. They can come and go and check out the different stages. People, we've really now worked out a system where if people between bands on the main stage want to check out one of the three bands in the Sculpture Garden, it's really a nice chance to go get under the trees and go check out a smaller stage. And so the flow of our audiences and the whole kind of experience works really nicely.
All right, so it is Saturday. What time does the first bands take the stage?
First band hits at 2:30. The gates and the doors open at 1 o'clock. We're getting close to being sold out. There's still some tickets left, but people should probably move if they really want to see it. The VIP tickets have all sold out and things. So the gates open at 1, first band at 2:30, and the National will finish no later than 10 o'clock. That's our curfew with the city. So the last note usually hits about 9:58 or something like that. So,
well, that is an interesting quirk of it. But, I mean, it's considering what you just said. Your bands take the stage at 2:30 till 10 o'clock. 7.5 hours, you are going to get so much ding good music. It is insane.
Absolutely. Right. I appreciate your enthusiasm, Matt. It's really good to hear.
I'm excited. I'm usually on vacation when you have this. I'm like going to go this year. I will also, okay, so it is Saturday. Tickets, there are a handful of tickets still left. You can go over. What's the website for people to go find tickets at?
It's at, you can get on the Walker's website and www.walkerart.org. And I don't have I think that's the quickest route for people. So.
All right. Walker Art.
Just click on Rock the Garden when you get to the Walker site, and that'll take you right to where you buy the tickets.
WalkerArt.org. And I also, then let's make a picture. As you said, the Walker has some of the greatest pictures ever made. It has some of the greatest sculptures ever made, but it also has some more arts that it branches out. You have an incredible arrangement that you have done there. You're curating, and the performance arts has been spectacular. Give you a plug there. You've got a lot of stuff coming up over the next few months, right?
Absolutely. We open our season, which runs September to May, the second week of September, with a terrific company called Nature Theater of Oklahoma, doing a piece called Pursuit of Happiness, which questions our rugged individualism and our sort of American ethos to do whatever it takes to find what we think of as happiness. So it's a really provocative, exciting, fun, interesting piece of theater. And it goes on and on. We've got great musicians, innovative dance artists, interesting experimental theater. And we take great care to shape and curate a program for people who that we think almost any of the pieces, while they may be very contemporary, really have a way in for a general public to be able to appreciate and be entertained and find provocative the forms of expression that artists are making from all over the world.
WalkerArt.org for also the complete schedule for the performance arts that are going to be coming on in starting September with the brand new season. Philip Byther, once again, Rock the Garden comes up here on Saturday. Thank you very much. I appreciate the time, my friend.
Matt, thanks a lot.